We're going to be joined here in just 1 minute by Annie Cyrus. She's in the wings. All right. I'm being told in my ear she is here and going to give us an update on what's going on in Afghanistan. Now, if you appreciate what we are doing here, folks, don't forget, I've already been on the air tonight. I haven't had dinner yet, okay? You know, so I gotta do another hour, and then I get to have dinner while I watch Diamond and Silk, because that's what I did last night. Their inaugural program last night. And I enjoyed that. I got to sit down, have some great baked potato, some hot green tea, some, I don't know, it was turkey, I guess I had along with that. And put my iPad up there and watch Diamond and Silk while I had dinner. So that's what I'm going to do tonight as well when I get off here at 9 o'clock Central, is have my dinner with Diamond and Silk Chit Chat Live. Now, if you appreciate what we do here, all the TV we do, all the 5 hours a day, folks, here broadcasting. Lindell Report, 11 to 12, co-host with him. Then I do my show here, 1 to 2, which is on my 58 terrestrial stations, VCY America. Then we're back here for 6 to 7 as I co-host the Lindell Report with him. Tonight was General Flynn and myself. And then I'm here 7 to 9. Now, if you appreciate all that, not to mention the hours and hours of show prep that it takes, because I am my own producer, I book my own guest. I always have in my 30 years of doing this. I book my own guest. Unlike a lot of the guys, I write my own books. You'd be shocked at how many of the people out there don't write their own books. I bet you Roger Stone writes his own books, but there's not many of us that write their own books. I've written every one of my 14 books myself. So I'm also my own producer. I prefer it that way. That way I can do the pre-interviews, know what's going on. So it takes a lot to prepare for all the TV we do. Now, if you appreciate all we're doing and the quality of it that we're bringing to you, we have to have your support. Now, one way you can do that is by going to mypillow.com and support us while you get something in return for that support. At least that's what I think you're doing. Will you go to mypillow.com? Use the promo code L66. You'll save up to 66% when you use the promo code L66 on 110 products there. Sheets, towels, blankets, bed sheets, dog beds, slippers, moccasins, bathrobes. Oh, all kinds of stuff. It also works at mystore.com. Mystore.com, it'll work there as well. L66, a very powerful promo code. And when you use it, you're supporting this broadcast, this network. So please, we need your support. We got some very, very interesting programming coming up in the next couple of days. Tell you about that. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. But again, we could say no to a lot of stuff we do. We could say no to going on location as we did at CPAC and Dallas. We've gone on location in a lot of other places now. And yet, folks, that gives us great interviews and great content instead of just hiding out here in the studio. We also went to the Trump rally last week in Coleman, Alabama. Had a satellite truck. Brought that to you. If you appreciate all we're doing, your support is vital. MyPillow.com, promo code L66. MyPillow.com, promo code L66, and a generous portion of each purchase comes back to this network and helps keep these programs going. By the way, don't forget, do your Christmas shopping, at MyPillow.com and use the promo code L66. Joining me now is Annie Cyrus. Annie, we weren't able to have you on yesterday for an update on Afghanistan, so we're glad to have you on. And of course, we've been talking about it all day. Because of the tragic situation there, we now are getting told 12 American servicemen have passed away, were killed, 11 Marines, one U.S. Navy corpsman. And of course, we're praying for those who are injured and that those do not end up being injuries that they would perish from. But pray also, listening friends, for the families. Many families right now tonight are extremely anxious, a lot filled with all kinds of fear and anxiety because they're waiting to be notified, and that I don't think has occurred yet, according to General Flynn, who's with us for the whole hour between 6 and 7. So pray for these military families tonight, as well as, of course, praying for, now we're hearing the number around 1,500 Americans that are left, and Biden is saying he is going to leave them there. He said, we're gonna get them out. After the military leaves, we're going to get them out. Really? How are you going to do that, Joe? But, you know, that's what Joe says. So pray for the Afghan people as well as for the Americans left there. Before we go to Annie, I'd like to play the video clip. Do you have the video clip of the Afghan moms passing their kids off to the U.S. soldiers. Do we have that, Logan, in the control room there? Okay, he's going to find it. Well, give me my ear when you got it. In the meantime, we'll go to Annie. Annie, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Of course, and I do apologize for not being able to join you last night.
That's all right. You got a life as well. What's the latest you're hearing? By the way, did you watch Joe Biden's press conference or whatever that was?
I did. It was torture. To me, it was a complete torture session. I did.
Have you ever seen such a weak, feeble man posing as what he claims to be? Which I don't call, I don't use that word, but what he poses to be. Have you ever seen such a weak character?
Never. Never. It's like he's losing energy by seconds. It's like a few times I felt like he's about to zone out and take a quick power nap and come back to us.
He couldn't even finish. It's like he didn't have enough breath to finish his sentence.
Exactly. The moment he went for, folks, they gave me a list of names to pick from, the first name here to answer questions. At that moment, I couldn't help but to think, wow, look at this. You know where else they do this, where they pick a list of names of media people who are allowed to be asking questions? North Korea does that. China does that. Islamic Republic of Iran has that law.
Let's.
We're right there with them.
What are you hearing today, Annie, from your sources? Are you reading some of the social media that, again, are written in other languages that we wouldn't know? Are you reading any of those? And if so, what are you reading?
Yes, I am reading a lot. And one thing that I did send you information on was, so three explosions so far, suicide bombers. And the spokesperson for Taliban is still to this moment is claiming that all three explosions were done by American military members destroying American military equipment.
Really?
They are still claiming that. Again, it's gibberish, but I did send you the screenshot for it. The spokesperson to this moment repeatedly say, we had nothing to do with it. We are all about safety for people in Kabul. This was American military doing. And everybody knows ISIS, the suicide bombers were ISIS members. But they're claiming this was all American military's doing it.
Okay, here's one of the first tweets you sent me. Logan, can we show that? Give me a thumbs up. Can you see that, Annie, what I'm showing on the screen?
No, I don't have, I don't see that.
Okay, it's the first one you
sent
me.
There we go, I see it.
Okay, so what does that say?
Yeah, that one is from Zabihullah Mujahid, which is the spokesperson for Taliban. That's the one that says, after dinner today, outside of Kabul airport, we heard explosion voices. Those explosions were from American military. They were destroying their equipment, and there was no anxiety or chaos in Kabul at all. That's literally word by word translated.
Wow. And what language is that, Annie? Is that Arabic or what is that?
That is Urdu. That's okay. Urdu language.
Okay.
Which is
very close to Farsi.
Yes.
Okay. Here we have another one. Senior Hamas official Mohammed al-Zahara. The world will accept the implosion of Israel like it accepted the expulsion of the U.S. by the Taliban. Gulf leaders will be forced to flee like Ashraf Ghani. You want to comment?
Absolutely. Remember a few days ago when I was with you, I said all of this is going to come back first to attack Israel. Hamas member already, if you watch the video, I mean, don't watch it. The language will give you a headache. But if you do, all he's saying is Taliban forcing the American invaders out of Afghanistan will be accepted globally, just like after that, it will be accepted for Hamas members to push Jews out of Israel. Because Americans and Jews are both on the same boat being invaders. This is exactly what I've been warning people, that the red-green axis will come to succeed if we don't do something about it. Biden administration makes a deal with Taliban. Taliban takes over, brings in Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Today, another tweet by Mujahid was the ambassador of Germany had a meeting with Taliban. They accepted Taliban as Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. They are going to continue negotiations and business with them. These countries that are legitimizing the government of Taliban will automatically start legitimizing Hamas as authority over Israel.
Well, this video you sent me, I can play this. What is this video here, Annie?
I sent you two video. I don't know which one you're going to play. Is it the school, the Afghanistan school?
Yep.
So, okay, just, whew.
Girls back to school under mandatory hijab. Let me play it real quick. Here you go. Again, under mandatory hijab there in Afghanistan. I'll play it one more time, folks, for you. Annie sent this to us. Wow. Do you want to comment on that, Annie?
I'll do my best.
Yeah, go right ahead.
As you watch, you do realize these are little girls, right? These are 6, 7, 8, 9 years old kids.
Right, right.
Why are we okay? I'm not okay. I'm trying to make proper sentences here because I was one of those kids, remember? Why are we okay? Why are we negotiating? Why are we even dealing? Why are we even thinking of a government that allows and reopens the school for girls as long as they go to school looking like that? Since when that is okay? Since when human society has come to terms with that? When are we going to stop appeasing to their cult, to their inhuman act, and grow the strength and courage it takes to stand up and say, no, no, we are not negotiating human rights. Basics are going to be there. Otherwise, we will fight you.
Let's watch this next video. It's not going to have any audio with it tonight, but we'll play it. This is coming. It won't matter because we wouldn't be able to hear what he's saying. He's saying what happened in Afghanistan has many implications for our region. How come? First of all, Afghanistan expelled the U.S. from its territory. We'll wait for the translation to catch up. Thus, legitimizing the expulsion of the occupation. This means that what Hamas is doing here to expel the Israeli occupation is legitimate. If the world accepted it in Afghanistan, why shouldn't it be accepted with regard to Gaza? A liberation endeavor is different from a terrorist endeavor, as they call it. The Arab region around us has reached a level of normalization with the Israeli entity, which is unprecedented in the millions of years of the region's history. It is inconceivable that a foreign enemy becomes a friend and an ally, wherein in the past there was resistance to the French and British occupation and to the Italian occupation in North Africa. And before that, there was a resistance to the Roman and Persian occupation. Therefore, this issue is of utmost importance. Just as Ben Ali fled from Tanzania and Ashraf Ghani fled from Afghanistan. Tomorrow, other leaders from the Gulf states that normalized relations with Israel will flee too, because the removal of the Israeli entity is a Quranic truth that we must work on implementing now. There will be a lot of pressure on us, but we hope to be victorious and bring about the removal of the occupation. Tell me who that was, Annie, please.
That is the spokesperson for Hamas. That was the video I was telling you earlier on about red-green axis. This is it. Right in our face, right in front of us. This is it. They are expecting everyone to accept the Quranic duty for Muslims to do what needs to be done. They are, and he also, reading between the lines, he put out a fatwa against any leader who has made peace with Israel. You know, the leaders who are going to run, like the president of Afghanistan did. These are the countries that President Trump managed to bring to the table to make deal, peace deal with Israel. They're going to go after every single one of them. In less than 8 months, everything President Trump worked towards, it's about to be thrown out the window. And today, when Biden was asked, does he think it was a mistake to rely on Taliban for safety and security of Americans, he said, no, it wasn't a mistake. Brandon, tell me this guy is not working with him.
Yeah, exactly. Logan, can we bring up first of all, let's go to the clip of the Afghan mothers, because I think that's what you have up first. Then we'll go to some of the Biden and General McKenzie clips we played with General Flynn, because I want to get Annie's response. First of all, Annie's website is liveuptofreedom.com, liveuptofreedom.com. Again, liveuptofreedom.com. I think this is coming out of India. I could be wrong, but I think it is a clip. Have you seen the video of these Afghan moms handing their babies over the wall to the U.S. soldiers?
Yes, I have.
What are your thoughts on that?
Not only I've seen those, I also have heard one woman who didn't successfully make it to the wall, and her baby, the baby was pushed and baby's leg broke. And at some point she lost the baby. On the audio file, she's just crying, saying, I'm not going anymore. I'd rather stay and die and find my baby.
Let's roll that footage.
We're now getting another despairing video from Kabul. An Afghan woman hands over her child to a U.S. Army personnel across the Kabul airport in the hope of a better future for her child away from the brutality of the Taliban. Anagha from the Afghan desk now joins us for more on this. Anagha, we've seen these harrowing pictures coming out, and just another example of how desperate Afghans are to at least save their children from the Taliban.
Yes, absolutely, Nupu. These are absolutely distressing videos that we're seeing on air right now. The mother is just handing over her child, and the US Army is just picking up the child with one hand and he's just handing it over. The mother clearly doesn't want her child to live a life under the Taliban rule. This just speaks volumes, Nupur. These are absolutely distressing videos that we're seeing on air. And yesterday also we saw a very similar visual of a desperate mother handing over her three-month child to a US Army troop. These are absolutely disturbing visuals. And yesterday also we saw how Afghan nationals marched with a 200 meter Afghan national flag. They were marching for their freedom, and these are the visuals that we're seeing on our air right now. The US Army just taking the baby with one hand.
Right, absolutely. You know, these are two videos that we are showing our viewers right now, and nothing can describe the desperation of the native Afghan as these videos. There are mothers who are standing outside the Kabul airport, are just, trying to hand over their children to safety to the British and the US troops who are guarding the airport. Now, this particular visual that has now just come out today shows you how, perhaps a child who's under one is being this baby, whose diaper is also dangling, is being handed over by her mother to these Afghan soldiers. Now, Anagha, we've seen more of these visuals that are coming out from Afghanistan, and obviously they are heart-wrenching. All right, so we, of course, here at Republic TV are continuing to bring you these very disturbing visuals that are coming out, where desperate Afghans are trying to make sure that at least they can get their children to safety out of Kabul. These visuals are, some of them, of course, have been posted on the social media.
That's hard to watch.
That's religion of peace for you, Brandon.
A religion of peace for you, yeah.
That's what it is. That's that they're supposedly going to go under special training. Taliban soldiers are going to have proper training to learn how to treat women with respect. Are you kidding me?
I don't know if you can see my screen, Logan. Show them that. Can you see that at all, Alec? Annie? U.S. official. This is Politico tonight. Politico's reporting. U.S. officials provided Taliban with names of Americans, Afghan allies to evacuate. Quote, basically, they just put all those Afghans on a kill list, end quote, said one defense official. The article reads, U.S. officials in Kabul gave the Taliban a list of names of American citizens, green card holders, and Afghan allies to grant entry into the militant-controlled outer perimeter of the city's airport, a choice that prompted outrage behind the scenes from lawmakers and military officials. The move, detailed to Politico by three U.S. and congressional officials, was designed to expedite the evacuation of tens of thousands of people from Afghanistan as chaos erupted in Afghanistan's capital last week after the Taliban seized control of the country. It also came as the Biden administration has been relying on the Taliban for security outside the airport. So let me get this right. Even Politico, which I don't think is conservative, understands that the idiots in the Biden administration, the anti-American, in my opinion, the anti-American, the pro-communist, the pro-Islamic Biden administration has just given the names of Afghan allies and Americans to the Taliban. Gee, what could go wrong? While they're allowing the Taliban to be their partner, as Biden said, as well as General McKenzie in the Department of Defense briefing this afternoon. I mean, this is absolute asinine. I mean, a five-year-old would know not to do this. Annie?
Exactly. And as General Flynn mentioned on his Telegram page earlier this afternoon, every single of those military members should resign because this is treason. And again, when for years and years, me and you are screaming, warning about Red-Green Axis, who's listening? Nobody. There you have it. There is no way this was an accident. There is no way they have a plan. No, this is flat out. Here are the names you need to go capture them and kill them. They are, again, Biden administration is cooperating with Taliban. They are their allies. Their loyalty lies with Taliban. As I said, from day one of this chaos, we are on our own. And again, I repeat, this isn't just something is happening in Afghanistan. They have operatives here in America. And remember, we are coming soon, 20th anniversary of September 11. And all of this, I don't think the timing is, you know, a coincidence. I don't believe in coincidences.
Here in Memphis, Annie, they are announcing on the Fox affiliate here in town that Afghan refugees are on their way here to Memphis. So I should feel real safe sitting here talking with you and General Flynn and others and producing the TV show of Usama Dakdak and Sharam Hadian, knowing that some of these Afghans are on their way, particularly when many of them are military age males, right?
Yes, and also a lot of them were already trained by our military members in Afghanistan. That should make both of us feel very much safe. And on top of that, of course, Biden administration is still trying to come for a Second Amendment. Yeah, I wonder exactly. Why.
Yeah, I wonder why. Let's go to that second clip, the shorter clip by General McKenzie from the Department of Defense briefing today. I want you to hear it, Annie. I played it during the hour with General Flynn. Shocking as he talks about, as did Biden, about a partnership with the Taliban. By the way, Biden today, if you can find that clip in there, Logan, at some point after we play this one, where Biden is talking about, in fact, I'll tell you what clip number it is. Biden is talking about the Taliban and ISIS-K and that ISIS-K is the arch enemy of the Taliban. Have you ever heard of ISIS-K, Annie?
I have not, no.
Well, it seems to be something completely made up to confuse the American people. Is there really a difference?
I was about to say. Listen, ISIS-K, ISIS, Taliban, Al-Qaeda, IRGC, Hamas, Hezbollah, all of them, one thing. They just spread a couple of alphabets between them to confuse American people to thinking one is the enemy of the other one. One has a different goal. No, they are all the same group. They are all under one umbrella of Hezbollah. And they all have one common goal. Wipe Israel off the map, take down Great Satan America, and built your global caliphate.
Yeah, so he's calling them special, or isn't that special K? That's it. He's calling them ISIS K, and maybe he's confusing it with his special K that he had for breakfast. But ISIS K, the new slogan, the new name that came out tonight to confuse the living daylights out of the American people. And the Biden administration, the Biden regime, is going to sell the propaganda that ISIS K is the arch enemy of the Taliban.
No. No, they're not each other's enemies. I mean, look at Afghanistan right now. Taliban put Al-Qaeda members in charge of security in Kabul. ISIS members are blowing themselves up today by the airport, and Taliban is covering up for them. What kind of enemy is that?
Yeah, exactly. Let's roll the clip of General McKenzie, please.
The practical things that we're doing. Okay, again, we've reached out to the Taliban. We've told them you need to continue to push out the security perimeter. We've identified some roads that we would like for them to close. They've identified that they will be willing to close those roads because we assess the threat of a suicide-borne vehicle threat is high right now. So in terms of practical...
Oh, we're relying on the Taliban to help us around the airport and secure roads. This is ridiculous.
I wasn't sure if I'm hearing him correctly.
I know. In a previous clip, Annie, he talked about how they share information back and forth. Was that the first clip, Logan? The first clip? It has to be. We only have. You want to hear that one too, Annie?
Sure. Let's hear it. This is getting better by seconds.
Yeah, let's play the first clip. General McKenzie in the Pentagon today. Let's roll that.
We're doing everything we can in concert with our Department of State partners to reach out to them and to help them leave if they want to leave. And remember, not everybody wants to leave. Yesterday, we brought in over 500 American citizens. It would be difficult to overestimate the number of unusual challenges and competing demands that our forces on the ground have faced. The threat to our forces, particularly from ISIS-K, is very real, as we have seen today. I would also like to express the sense of profound pride I have in the creative, determined, and professional way that our forces have overcome those challenges and to deliver the results that we talked about in my opening portion of the remarks, the number of people that we've been able to extract from Afghanistan. It would also be remiss of me not to mention the tremendous contributions of our many coalition partners. And they stood with us on the ground at HKIA, and also the interagency and international partners who supported the evacuation. The many soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen who supported this operation downrange across the Central Command, the European Command, and the Northern Command areas of responsibility. Moreover, this evacuation could simply not have been done without the amazing flexibility of U.S. Transportation Command and the airlift provided by the United States Air Force. No other military in the world has anything like it. I'd also like to thank the host nations that have generously provided access to their facilities for the processing, the care, and the feeding of our evacuees. I also need to acknowledge the temporary suffering that some of our evacuees have had to endure. Please know that we continue to execute our number one mission, which is to get as many American citizens and other evacuees as possible out of Afghanistan. We also continue to expand the capacity at our intermediate facilities to ensure safe, sanitary, and humane conditions for our evacuees, while continuing to look for ultimate ways to expedite their processing and ultimate transfer to the United States or other destinations. I'd like to close out my remarks today by just taking a moment to describe the heroism that our Marines, soldiers, and sailors are exhibiting as they screen the people who are coming onto the airfield. This is close-up work. The breath of the person you are searching is upon you. While we have overwatch in place, we still have to touch the clothes of the person that's coming in. I think you all can appreciate the courage and the dedication that is necessary to do this job and to do it time after time. Please remember that we have screened over 104,000 people. Finally, I'd like to offer my profound condolences to the families of our servicemen and women and Afghan civilians who lost their lives today. We have put more than 5,000.
So maybe we need to play the first clip again, Logan, because maybe we missed it. It went so fast. I think maybe it's the first clip we played where he's thanking the Taliban or saying that they're swapping information. Because I know you and I in pre-production played that. You want to comment on something, Annie?
I do. I actually looked up ISIS-K. They are the concentrated ISIS members within the Khorasan province interesting, Khorasan is actually in Iran. That's an Iranian province that they were established in 2015. And interesting enough, their leader is the Taliban member from Pakistan, Hafiz Saeed Khan. I guarantee you they're not enemies of Taliban, because Taliban member is the leader of ISIS-K.
Well, that's how stupid Biden is.
I know, but I mean, it took me, what, 5 seconds to figure it out?
Yeah.
The fact that they're not enemies is what I mean. I don't know which one is worse, Brian, and the fact that they actually think that they can insult our intelligence to what extent before we are like, okay, hello, you're not dealing with cucumbers. We're human beings. I mean, I understand, you know, it's one thing to zone out. It's one thing to take a nap in the middle of your speech. It's one thing to have a list of questions. But to lie and flat out insult us as Americans by saying, oh, we're in the middle of negotiation with Taliban, and now apparently Taliban is our intelligence services in Afghanistan.
And security services.
I really think this, for me at least, enough. Somebody somewhere is going to have to do something. If we let them go, I think in about 20 days, I guess they're going to rename America to what? Islamic Emirate of America?
Mm. Let's run that shorter clip from McKinsey again and listen real carefully, Logan. I got
to
hear it.
That we're doing. Okay, again, we've reached out to the Taliban. We've told them you need to continue to push out the security perimeter. We've identified some roads that we would like for them to close. They've identified that they will be willing to close those roads, because we assess the threat of a suicide-borne vehicle threat is high right now. So in terms of...
All right, well, that's not the full clip. We'll have to go back and find it, because we actually have a clip, Annie, in pre-production, where he's actually talking about sharing information. We're sharing intel information with the Taliban.
But he already did that. Listen, he said, we told them... name a few roads for them to close because we were concerned about suicide bombing.
Yes.
That means they already told Taliban the roads our troops are going to take to evacuate people. I have no experience of military or intelligence. I caught that.
Yes, you did.
They didn't just give them names. They also gave them the name of the roads they're going to take.
So they're pointing out where our military troops are going to be, which make them easy targets.
Exactly. Wow. If people can see this as a complete cooperation of American regime of Biden and Taliban, I don't know why they can't see that. I'm seeing it.
Let's go to clip 4 of Biden. This is where he talks about ISIS-K are the arch enemy of the Taliban. Let's roll that.
Over the past few weeks, I know many of you are probably tired of hearing me say it. We've been made aware by our intelligence community that the ISIS-K, an arch enemy, the Taliban, people who were freed when both those prisons were opened, has been planning a complex set of attacks on the United States personnel and others. This is why, from the outset, I've repeatedly said this mission was extraordinarily dangerous, and why I've been so determined to limit the duration of this mission. As General McKenzie said, this is why our mission was designed, this is the way it was designed to operate under severe stress and attack. We've known that from the beginning.
Annie?
This is not a happy laughter. Our mission? What mission? A six-year-old knows better than to withdraw troops and just leave everything behind. When Soviet Union was leaving Afghanistan, they took their weapons first, then destroyed their bases, then evacuated their members, then withdrew their troops. What mission? Is he referring to Islamization mission? Because there was no mission. He reverse engineered every single rule of war and made sure to leave Americans behind and Afghans who trusted American government who helped behind. What a joke.
What a joke is right, but it's not funny, is it? At some point he said, when we get the military out, if I could find it in my notes, he said, when we get the military out, then we'll get every American out that wants to leave. Once we've gotten the military out, I'm like, are you kidding?
You can get people out while the military is there. How are you going to get them out when military isn't there? That's the thing. This guy makes no sense. And I understand he's just reading off of somebody else's writing, but the person who's writing it makes no sense either.
Unless you're working in concert with the Taliban, with the Red Green Axis, with China, who put you into power apparently, who apparently, you know, has paid money, i.e. Hunter Biden and all that's been reported on that. And China wants Afghanistan and the Belt and Road Initiative and the interstate they want to build there and the minerals, the trillions of dollars in minerals in the ground. So unless you're working for the Red Green Axis, you wouldn't do any of this.
Yeah, but don't forget Iran either. As of right now, Iran stands on the second highest export of opium because Afghanistan is there on number one. Iran wants Afghanistan, so Iran will be the only export of opium. So they make the money that Taliban is making in billions by selling opium here in America.
What do you think is coming next, Annie? I mean, if Iran, North Korea, China, Russia are all watching this, we just heard from Hamas leader. I was reading that transcript there. Are we going to start seeing a move toward a coalition that will come against Israel? Are we going to see things really heat up in the Middle East? What's the next thing you're going to be watching?
The next thing I'm waiting, and I hate to be the one who has to do these predictions, which I've almost never been wrong. The next I'm waiting for Hamas, Hezbollah, Taliban, ISIS, and Al-Qaeda to go after countries such as Bahrain and Kuwait, those who made a peace deal with Israel. They're going to go after them first.
Doesn't Iran pretty much threaten Bahrain every day already for their peace deal with Israel?
Yes.
Tell our audience for those who don't know about Bahrain. What kind of nation is that? Is that a secular Islamic nation? Obviously there can't be too hardcore, are they?
No. Actually, Bahrain is not secular at all. But they were forced to have the Sharia involvement with government and rulings and constitution because of the support they've been receiving for many years from Islamic Republic of Iran, military support, financial support, all that. However, when they went ahead and made a deal with Israel, they were promised to be all of those supports that they knew Iran's going to withdraw from them. They were promised that they will receive that support from America. But
and
that's
we have
not
military
happening.
People. We have military people in operations in Bahrain.
Yes, but compared to Iranian support or Iranian regime support, it's nothing. So it's I would say, to be honest, it's probably going to take 5 to 15 minutes for Taliban to take Bahrain. 5 to 15 minutes is what's going to take. Considering most likely Biden administration is going to pull all of our troops from Bahrain as well. Remember,
what's the
this
other is nation? The other
Kuwait.
Nation you mentioned?
I'm sorry?
Bahrain and who else are you? Bahrain, say the name.
Bahrain.
Bahrain. And what's the other nation you're going to be watching?
Kuwait.
Kuwait. Tell me. Okay, we all remember the invasion of Kuwait, don't we?
Yes.
Gulf War I.
Exactly.
Tell me about Kuwait.
Well, Kuwait also decided to join the alliance with Israel because here's the thing. It's an internal joke in Middle East. They say, you know, when you get tired of your Sharia forced life in your Islamic countries, like if you can afford it, take a vacation to Kuwait. Kuwait is openly modern. There is no Sharia within constitution at all. They have a lot of Muslims who go and, you know, beat women up for not wearing a hijab, but it's so open that, you know, you see people actually taking vacation, going, enjoying the beautiful country. So they got tired of all the pressure from the actual Sharia constitution countries, and they went ahead and agreed to make a deal with Israel. So little did they know that Biden administration is going to hijack our election, and then everything's going to be reversed in Middle East. So Kuwait
is
facing.
Heard, did you not just hear the Hamas leader say, anyone that's partnered with Israel, we're coming after them?
And that's what I'm saying. Until today, until that video, no one has put out a fatwa. What's the fatwa? A judgment. Now, remember, when it comes to war under Sharia, only leaders are allowed to call out for fatwas. So unless a supreme leader, a imam, a leader of Taliban, someone in a military position, high ranking of Sharia, they have to say, go kill that person. Then that person can be killed. For example, me. One of my fatwas are directly from the supreme leader of Islamic Republic of Iran for propaganda against the regime. That's
so
it.
So you have a
That's
fatwa. You have several fatwas. You have several fatwas against yourself.
I do. I have seven from within American Islamic societies, and I have three from Islamic Republic of Iran. And then I have one from the time I escaped from my the person who owned me, which is the stoning. That one is from a Sharia court within Islamic Republic of Iran. So that
puts, and for those who are new, Annie was sold by her own father, sadly, as a child bride at 13.
So yeah, total of 11 fatwas or bounties. But that's the thing, because the leader of the leader of Hamas has put out the fatwa, meaning all those leaders are going to run just like president of Afghanistan did. Now this is what I'm looking for next. They're going to go after the smaller ones, Bahrain and Kuwait, and they're going to work their way up to all the five. There were five countries that finished the deal, right? The peace deal. Mm-hmm. If I'm correct, they're gonna go after those first. Then that's when Israel's gonna, I really, really hope and pray they do what it needs to be done. They know what needs to be done, but I just hope they don't wait too long to do it, because that's gonna be the next move.
Let's go to clip seven of Biden, again, talking about the partnership with the Taliban. And again, don't be confused by special new term here they've created out of thin air, ISIS-K. It's a diversion. And we just heard, Annie just looked it up in 5 seconds and found out the leader of ISIS-K is actually a Taliban leader, correct?
Yes. A Taliban leader of Pakistan. He's a Pakistani Taliban, former Taliban leader.
But yet they want you to believe that special or ISIS-K is the leader. I keep saying that. That ISIS-K is the arch enemy of the Taliban. Let's roll clip seven.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's been some criticism, even from people in your party, about the dependence on the Taliban to secure the perimeter of the airport. Do you feel like there was a mistake made in that regard?
No, I don't. Look, I think General McKenzie handled this question very well. The fact is that we're in a situation. We inherited the situation, particularly since, as we all know, that the Afghan military collapsed 11 days before, in 11 days, that it is in the interest of, as McKenzie said, in the interest of the Taliban, that, in fact, ISIS-K does not metastasize beyond what it is. Number one. And number two, it's in their interest that we are able to leave on time, on target. And as a consequence of that, the major things we've asked them, moving back the perimeter, giving more space between the wall, stopping vehicles from coming through, et cetera, searching people coming through. It is not what you'd call a tightly commanded, regimented operation like the U.S. is, the military is, but they're acting in their interest. And so, by and large, and I've asked the same question to military on the ground, whether or not it's a useful exercise. No one trusts them. We're just counting on their self-interest to continue to generate their activities. And it's in their self-interest that we leave when we said, and that we get as many people out as we can. Like I said, even in the midst of everything that happened today, over 7,000 people we've gotten out, over 5,000 Americans over. So it's not a matter of trust, it's a matter of mutual self-interest. And but there is no evidence thus far that I've been given as a consequence by any of our commanders in the field that there has been collusion between the Taliban and ISIS in carrying out what happened today, both in front of the hotel and what is expected to continue for beyond today.
So we have the Taliban and Americans, we both have self-interest to be concerned about, so we can work together with the Taliban. Annie, you want to make a closing comment before we go to Joe Kent?
Yes. Wow, it's hard to listen to Joe Biden. But here, I'm going to just say this. Again, if you don't mind me bragging for a minute. As an ex-Muslim, yeah. Former child bride, survivor of Sharia, who's been through Sharia jail and being lashed and being raped and being abused and being forced to read the Quran over and over and over so I wouldn't argue with my father who did the things he did. I'm going to tell you this. Taliban, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, ISIS-K through Z, IRGC, Hamas, Hezbollah, all of them. They read the same Quran, they believe the same prophet with no prophecy, and they have one common goal: destruction of Western culture. So turn off your mainstream media TV, start listening to channels that care and know, and go the extra mile to get the truth out and give it to you, like Frank Speech and Lindell TV. And yes, my channel is also on Lindell TV, Frank Speech now. Get yourself educated on the truth, because as I said, they are here. Red Green Access has just made their first public appearance, and it's not the last one. So buckle up, get informed, and know for a fact there is no such a thing as a split second for Biden administration to even think about America and Americans first. So we are on our own. We gotta fight for our freedom, whatever it takes.
LiveUpToFreedom.com. LiveUpToFreedom.com is Annie's website. Annie, as always, thank you for all you're doing.
It is absolutely my pleasure, and thank you for everything you're doing.
We'll have you back. LiveUpToFreedom.com. That's Annie Cyrus's website. And go to frankspeech.com, type in Annie Cyrus and the Globos Gang that she produces and is also appears on. You'll find all that there.